Dave Freiling Community Impact Volunteer Award. Freiling was the longtime chairman of the Veterans Assistance Commission, who passed away July 7th. The inaugural award was presented to his wife, Janine, Sunday afternoon. We have more news coming up after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It is 8 a.m.
The Carolina coast could be in for a beating. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's always good to be prepared and be ready to go.
He's filling sandbags in North Charleston, worried about Hurricane Florence, which could be very powerful when it hits. Fox's Evan Brown tracking live from Miami.
Yeah, Dave, Florence is still more than 600 miles away from the other side of Bermuda, but by Thursday night, she'll be smacking the coast of North Carolina. The track consistently places Florence on a path to Wilmington, though it could wobble still. Now would be the time for residents along the coast, really from Georgia up through the Carolinas and to Virginia, to prepare, gather supplies, food, water, medication, fuel. When evacuation orders are given, it's a good idea to go. First responders will not come for you in the midst of a storm, Dave.
Edmund, President Trump's calling Bob Woodward a liar, tweeting his new book's a scam full of made-up quotes. The book details chaos inside the White House. We still don't know the anonymous author of the New York Times op-ed, said to be a senior administration official critical of the president.
Cowards are like criminals. They eventually suss out themselves because they eventually confess or brag to the wrong person.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway. The AP reports the U.S. is going to close the Palestinian mission office in Washington for not taking part in peace talks with the Israelis. But the Palestinians no longer accept the Americans as a broker of such talks, angry over moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. A white Dallas, Texas police officer charged with manslaughter for killing her black neighbor last week. Amber Geiger went home after her shift, says she entered the wrong apartment. The victim's family attorney, Benjamin Crump, wants more answers, saying both of them, Jean, was
not doing anything, not committing any crime, but yet a police officer comes through the front door and shoots him in the chest.
There's a new Miss America, Nia Franklin, the first to be crowned without needing to wear a swimsuit.
I'm happy that I didn't have to win this title tonight, because I'm more than just that.
This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pass, in the silver box with the blue wave.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply, so I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
WSOY News Time, 8:03. Deadly blood infections persist in Illinois' understaffed nursing homes, according to a news investigation. Kaiser Health News found that about 6,000 Illinois nursing home residents a year were hospitalized who had sepsis, a bloodstream infection that can quickly turn fatal if not cared for properly. About one in five didn't survive, according to an analysis conducted for KHN by Definitive Healthcare, a private healthcare data firm. But nursing homes in the country have failed to prevent bed sores as well and other infections that can lead to sepsis. Advocates and regulators blame poor staffing levels. Illinois nursing homes have among the lowest staffing levels for nurses and aides in the country. Staffing levels at about 78% of area facilities throughout the state fall below the national average, according to an analysis of government data. Illinois nursing homes also fall below national norms for risks of pressure sores or failure to properly treat them. About 60% of Illinois nursing homes have been cited by inspectors for the deficiency. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals taking at least one from the Detroit Tigers. 5-2, your final yesterday in Detroit. It was the Angels over the White Sox, 1-0 for a three-game sweep. Cubs, Nationals postponed due to rain. That's been rescheduled for Thursday at 4 o'clock. And Aaron Rodgers threw three touchdown passes in the second half after returning from a knee injury. Packers overcame a 20-point deficit, beat the Bears 24-23. Cardinal baseball again tonight on WSOY. They're back in action at home. Pregame at 6:20 as the Redbirds welcome in the Pittsburgh Pirates to St. Louis. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 75 degrees. And for tonight, cloudy, partly cloudy, and lows around 55. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77. Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 78. It is 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 10th edition of Byers & Company. We'll debate whether Disney was the top Illinois entertainer of all time. Plus, more chances for you to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Fresh off our trip to Arcola over the weekend, our final Hot 25 event before we kick off the Charlie 10. You can check out the video at NowDecatur.com and the NowDecatur Facebook page. We head into our Charlie 10 this coming weekend with not one but two events, Arts in Central Park, September 14th through the 16th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and A Taste of History, which is Saturday night, 5:30 to 8:30. We're going to tell you a little bit about that as we head into the weekend. Favorite thing about Arcola, I love the hippie memorial, although I'm sure I would not have probably had a lot in common with the guy who originated it.
Probably not. A little more of a free spirit.
Well, wait a minute. Now, that doesn't mean... why do you attach free spirit to political ideology?
I'm not.
I think there's a difference between being like a person who thinks you can just put daisies into the barrels of guns and solve the world's problem as being free-spirited. I mean, you need that kind of person in the world. A lot of them create all the great art that you love to consume. But you also need the person willing to hold the gun. Make love, not war. Sounds great. But it doesn't really accomplish anything, does it? I mean, let's just say for once we took the hippies' advice on everything. Do you really think we'd live in a safer world?
No.
I mean, I think there's room for all kinds of opinions, but at the end of the day, you have to have law and order.
Yes.
Or else no one is safe, including the hippies. So all I'm saying is he probably came at life a little different way than I did, but I think that the hippie memorial is a cool thing, and I think that it's in Arcola of all places. Is unique. And if you haven't been down to see it, you should. And while you're there, you can also check out the little house they have about Raggedy Ann and Andy, which was created by a guy from Arcola, which the whole town was built by the railroad. And then the wall dogs, the murals they have all over town. I think those are cool, right?
They're great.
I found one I had not seen before. I found the Lawn Ranger one.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that one either.
It was on the other side of the bar. By the way, to those who
insist every time there's a story about gaming in Illinois, like, the Cavs got all the... They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something unique to hear. I wonder if there are some people on Facebook that ever get in their car and actually go out of town.
No.
Leave the city limits? Probably not.
Yes. No. I mean, do you think there's something to, like, the griping on social media and the lack of actual travel?
Yes.
Because even these tiny little towns made up of Amish businesses have gaming everywhere. You think there's some sort of, like, secret Amish gaming thing going on? Like, you know, like addicts?
You never
like
know.
Like sneaking in a disguise to play with those Satan machines?
You could be right.
That's a Beecher. Which one? Beachy, yeah. Or a Yoder. I don't know. They're all Yoders and Beechies. I have no idea. They don't like, I mean, there's Beechy this and Yoder that everywhere. Businesses, restaurants, I mean, everything. Mm-hmm. You're a Beechy or a Yoder. So we were down in Arcola. Video's up at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. Really cool, fun little festival, I think. And packed.
Yeah.
And diverse.
It really, really was. And, I mean, because it's such a big draw, I mean, it has something for everybody. I mean, there's a lot of the public art, there's music, there's the crafts, there's tons of food.
I agree. I'm just saying, if you missed it, you want to put it on your calendar for next year.
And, you know, somebody's telling you what you need to go see all the time.
What do you mean? Oh, the guy.
The town crier guy or whatever.
I would love to know the backstory. If there's anyone with any connection to Arcola at all.
Because this is
it's the only
same,
festival that I've ever been to, and I've been to a lot of them. Been to a lot of them just this summer, where there's literally a guy on a stage with a mic and then speakers throughout the whole downtown that just has a running commentary.
I mean, like, I've been to events where maybe they have, I mean, you know, like the Business Expo, for instance. Sometimes they'll, like, okay, we're here visiting with, but it's not constant.
Yeah, this guy's just a stream of, it's just nonstop. Now, I don't know if it's all the time, but we've been there twice, and it's been there the whole time we've been there twice.
Is he like on a little stage?
It's like a little stage.
Okay.
Set up with a little pop-up tent, like, okay. You know, like a 10-foot tent.
10 by 10, yeah.
And he's got a microphone, and there was like a woman sitting up there with him, and maybe a kid or a dog.
Something, yeah.
Okay. And when you first get there, it's a little discombobulating because you're not sure where it's coming from. Because they've got like several blocks. I mean, this isn't like a... You know, you think about if you go to where we're at the Blue Mountain Fall Festival, uh-huh. Which everything's sort of centrally located in that one park. This is spread out. I mean, it's a pretty good size, and there's a lot of people there. You just hear this voice, like God talking to you. If God was from Arcola.
And telling you about?
Everything. But what's really weird is he's pointing you to things, but he's using local references points. Like, you don't really, where is he and to reference to what he's talking about? And all I know is he's a big fan of pork chops on a stick. And kettle corn.
And kettle corn.
And then running commentary of everybody walking by him.
That's got to be half the fun.
He just goes.
And how did he land this gig?
That's what I'd love to know. There's got to be some, it's like the transfer house. Like there's got to be some statute or something that's just like, he gets that. Because I've never, ever, ever in the history of going to festivals had something even remotely close to that.
Mm-mm.
And is it an inherited position? Is the kid going to grow up to be the next guy?
Maybe. And I don't know that it's annoying.
No.
There's something kind of inherently charming about it.
There is a little bit. It's just, I as soon as we walk back in, I'm like, oh, yeah, it came back to me. I remember this.
Yeah, how do you forget that?
I think it was the oddest thing then.
Yeah. Anyway, check out the video. It's at Nauticator.com. I want to thank the folks at Bob Brady Auto Mall. And Bob Brady Buick Cadillac and GMC out north, their media or their empire ever expanding. We, along with Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur, Maine County, we've announced the Charlie 10. So literally, next 8 weeks, 10 more events, starting with Arts in Central Park and A Taste of History this coming weekend. And don't forget, this Saturday, they're going to be out at Mount Zion High School. They're going to raise up to $10,000 with the Buick Drive for Your Students, presented by Bob Brady Cadillac, Buick, and GMC at Mount Zion High School. They're going to be there from 8 to 5, 305 South Henderson. All you have to do is stop by, test drive a car. They're going to have the cars right there.
Mm-hmm.
It takes minutes. And every time you do it, cash money. If they get 500 people to do it, $10,000. That's how much Buick Drive for Your Students is going to donate, up to 10 grand. So make sure you take just a couple of minutes if you're a supporter of Mount Zion Schools and get out there. This story about Walt Disney voted the top Illinois entertainer. I didn't even know Walt Disney was from Illinois.
See, and I Yeah, I think I can make an argument against that one.
What do you mean?
Hugh Hefner's from Illinois.
Whoa. You're saying Playboy was bigger than Disney?
I think
nowhere ever in the history of those two companies.
I think if you thought about the influence of both industries, either or, which one was more influential?
Disney. I mean, do you realize how big Disney is today? They own ABC.
I get that.
They own, I mean, Disney is a huge, they own Star Wars.
Yeah.
There is no way, even in its heyday of the 1960s and 70s, was Playboy ever anywhere near Disney. But that's not my point. It's not the company. Yes, Walt Disney had a vision, but Disney grew into something way after Disney was dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a fair statement?
Absolutely fair.
Now, where is he from?
Who, Walt Disney?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you say that any quieter or more passive?
I'm going to say, like, Chicago, probably, but let me find out.
All right. He was born in Chicago, drew cartoons at McKinley High School, studied at what is now the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. He helped create the American animation industry and later the theme park business. As a film producer, he holds the record for most Academy Awards with 22 wins and 59 nominations. Hard to argue with that. But let me throw a few other names out there from Illinois and say, are they at least not on the list? Because in addition to Walt Disney, you have Oprah Winfrey, you have Richard Pryor, you have Bob Newhart. You mentioned Hugh Hefner. There's some pretty big names. Jack Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Hard for us to realize, you know,
John
how
Belushi.
Big Jack Benny was. John Belushi, I think, was so short.
Yeah.
Don't know that he has a lasting impact. I mean, what he did was brilliant in a very short window.
Right.
Because wasn't Chris Farley from Illinois, too?
I think so, yeah.
John Malkovich.
I think you throw Malkovich, Gary Sinise, and there's a number of people that are from here. But let's look at lifelong. I mean, Bob Newhart, Richard Pryor, Oprah Winfrey, Hugh Hefner, Walt Disney. That's got to be your list, right?
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you think about Newhart. The show was based in Chicago. Let's put it when the first,
which one? I was going to say.
The first one.
Because the other one was like in Vermont or something.
Right.
The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart. And you think about a guy who was born in Oak Park. I mean, he came to prominence in 1960. You know, that's a long career.
That's a career.
And I don't think there's a comedian.
Oh, Robin Williams.
But he was born here and moved to Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't spend any time in Illinois.
That's
so those kind of things, I mean, that's like saying Ronald Reagan. I mean, Ronald Reagan, yes, spent like his boyhood years here.
Betty White.
All right, before we start adding other people that don't belong on the list to the list, let's concentrate on the top people that are on the list.
Okay.
Because clearly, how are these decided, by the way? You had this story, the vote, they have like an online voting?
It's an online vote, yep. It's all part of the bicentennial celebration.
I think you got to have Oprah Winfrey up for consideration. I think you got to throw maybe Quincy Jones on the list just because of not only the success he had with Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, but then all the great career he had with Michael Jackson. And I mean, so he was an artist, then a producer. And is there anyone more influential in his or her field than Richard Pryor? I mean, is he not still considered the gold standard of comedy? And not just the stand-up, but then the movies, the dramatic life.
Right.
Growing up, the backstory. I don't know how you narrow it. I mean, I don't. Who would you vote for?
Well, I guess if you kind of look at it in genres of like different areas of influence.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, Richard Pryor takes it over Betty White for sure.
That there's not even a conversation.
Not even, yeah.
Betty White can be amusing. And Betty White's endearing and she's had a long career. She's not in a list of the top comedians of all time.
No. But I mean, then if you go into like literature, Ernest Hemingway.
Okay, but entertainer.
Okay.
I don't think of as a writer as necessarily an entertainer.
Entertainer, yeah.
Like a great writer.
Agreed.
And Hemingway was, too, also all over the world, which is what he was famous for. So would you take Oprah? I mean, if there's anybody that, if we're talking about just sort of the empire, the scope of size, that you would take Playboy magazine and Hugh Hefner, you'd take Walt Disney and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah's got to be in that conversation, right?
Yeah, I would think Oprah would have to be in that conversation. Yes, I definitely think that.
I mean, she's got the highest rated program of its kind in history. Oscar nomination. her production credits. Quincy Jones.
Miles Davis.
No. Too esoteric. There's just not enough jazz fans. I mean, for jazz fans, yes. I'm talking about for the masses. I'm talking about who had the biggest impact in entertainment in all of the history of Illinois. And I think you've got to narrow it down to Richard Pryor, Hugh Hefner, Oprah Winfrey, Walt Disney. Maybe Quincy Jones, just because of the length of the career and the diversity of the career. I mean, you go from everything from Sinatra to Michael Jackson. Jazz is way too small a category, right?
Yeah, it's pretty narrow.
I mean, I got a bias. I'm not a huge fan, but I understand why people like it. But it's not a big enough swath of public opinion to put at the top of that list.
Right.
And as much as I love John Hughes, and I think his early movies, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, you know, Weird Science, those early films were fantastic, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Once again, not a broad enough.
Sure.
You think about how many people visit Disney in a year? Just the theme parks.
Yeah, that's true.
And to this day, even though much of that happened after he died, he still holds the list of 59 Academy Award nominations. And basically, not single-handedly, but pretty small list, created animation and animated movies.
Man.
What?
I was just like looking through a list of just actually Illinois famous people. It was just interesting.
And how many are there?
There's quite a few, but it's more like, why are we the home of like...
So many?
No. Serial killers, assassins, and bad guys.
Okay, so we're now we're going to look at like the best killer or what from Illinois?
No, I mean, we got like, you know, I mean, Ted Kaczynski.
Okay, now Wyatt he was... hang on a second here. But first of all, why would you put Wyatt Earp and Ted Kaczynski in the same
category?
I'm just
saying, like, just different. It's just interesting. Like,
now, but how many of them actually lived here for very long?
Yeah, good question. They probably didn't. I mean, just born here and then, you know...
Moved on.
Particularly in Wyatt Earp's era, right? I mean, that was... Everybody went west. I mean,
yeah. Wild Bill Hickok.
Okay, but all that happened out west. All their fame. You know, Tombstone isn't in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's in Arizona.
And what was his
Print
name?
That list for me. That'd
what
be interesting
What was his name,
to
the clown?
Oh, John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. Yeah.
Okay, but that's, okay, don't you think every city of 3 million people has its population? I mean, just because the sheer numbers of Chicago has its share of famous killers,
oh,
too?
Sure.
Because Washington State still leads.
Washington State?
Washington State.
With no population.
Well, Washington State, I mean, well, maybe not like Illinois, because we have Chicago.
That's the point.
Well, yeah.
Give me this, the population of Illinois versus the population of Washington State versus the number of killers. I guarantee you that's disproportionate. All right, let's take a look at that list. Famous killers on the other side.
Well, it's not even
Dillinger.
Dillinger, yes.
Dillinger.
Now, was he John Dillinger from here, or was he from Indiana? I think, he got killed in Chicago.
Capone?
Al Capone? Sure. The Chicago way.
Knew you were going to go there.
Thank you. That's a great movie. Anytime you can go back to The Untouchables. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Savor every word. This is the best forecast of the
year.
Yes,
it is. Today, sunny skies, highs near 75 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 55. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77. Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 78. It is 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552. Or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As a sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com. And please vote Jim Root, November 6th, paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, six area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
Heads up. You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. If you look at the number of comedians, you know, we left Bill Murray off this list.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would think Bill Murray has a much longer standing impact than John Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah.
Well, I mean, just the length of career and what he went on to do after those great years on Saturday Night Live. I mean, you got to think about it. He's in Caddyshack, for crying out loud. I mean, that will go down in immortality. Now, Belushi's got Animal House. Do you remember when Bill Murray did Lost in Translation and no one knew who Scarlett Johansson was?
Yes.
There was just that opening scene. Do you remember the open? Mm-hmm. Well, you probably don't.
I do. I remember that. I enjoyed that movie. It was just kind of like...
It's a great movie.
Mesmerizing and with no plot.
Well, it's absorbing.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is. Sam Shepard is a guy that's got to be on the list, right? Playwright, actor. John Malkovich, you said a little earlier. How about Bernie Mac?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was the best thing about Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Without a doubt.
We said Hugh Hefner. How about Cindy Crawford?
That's right. Forgot she was from Illinois.
So's the other one that's married to Donnie Wahlberg, the other
Jenny
model.
Jenny McCarthy. And her cousin.
Who's her cousin?
The comedian that you don't
like.
Oh,
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy.
Okay, yeah, she's famous. How about Pat Sajak? You talk about a long career.
Oh, I know.
And I want his plastic surgeon, because he still looks 15.
I know.
Frances McDormand, Rock Hudson. How about Eddie Vedder?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think of Eddie Vedder as a Chicago guy. You think about Eddie Vedder like out west.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Daryl Hannah, who's plastic surgeon I do not want.
No, no, no.
Miles Davis, you said earlier. Oh, Raquel Welch. Mr. T. Mandy Patinkin. The Arquettes. All of them.
You know who's not on that list?
Who?
Dick Van Dyke.
True. Terrence Howard. Ludacris, you just heard from.
Chance the Rapper.
How about Charlton Heston?
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't ever realize that he was from Illinois.
Bob Newhart, Jennifer Hudson, Billy Zane, Gary Sinise. Hey, we get Kathy Griffin, too. Everybody simmer down. Patti Smith, you know? Don't think Patty's ever been to a plastic surgeon. She sort of looked that way her whole life, though, right?
Right.
Billy Corgan, Jennifer Beals, Megyn Kelly. James Earl Ray, born here in Illinois. It's an interesting list. How about Gary Coleman? All right, Ray Bradbury. God, this list just goes on and on and on. Did you get the population sizes between Washington and Illinois, by the way?
No.
All right, look that up during the news. We're going to take a break. Jeff Daly standing by in the WSOY newsroom. You're listening to Byers & Company. The most beautiful week of the year is upon us. Enjoy every minute of it. Back with more after this.
WSOY News Time, 8:29.
Sona, Sustain Our Natural Areas Macon County, gathered over the weekend at the Old Kings Orchard Community Center to rally support for a transition to renewable energy sources. The event was just one being held in over 80 countries around the world with more than 630 events total. The goals of the Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice rally were to preserve and build a just, clean, and natural environment. Sandra Lindberg, who chairs SONA and is a board member of the Community Environmental Council, said as environmentalists, they usually focus on natural areas. She said Saturday's rally was intended to gather members of the community who may feel like they are alone with their concerns about the environment and to spark conversations that will lead to actions to further protect the environment. Lindberg said she hopes that as activists and environmentalists, I should say, people continue to balance their activism and are able to spend time doing things they love out in nature. More news after Fox at 8:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Florence is getting stronger, now forecast to hit the East Coast as a major storm Thursday or Friday.
Landfall of the eye is increasingly likely along the mid-Atlantic coast, somewhere from South Carolina to Virginia. Conditions near the coast will go downhill quickly. The forecast for Florence also calls for a slowdown in forward motion as landfall nears, which will prolong heavy rain and flooding potential across the mid-Atlantic, including inland.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. President Trump tweets he'll write the real book and that quotes in Bob Woodward's new White House book are fiction. Woodward says people are only denying the quotes to save their jobs. As for the anonymous New York Times op-ed claiming the administration is dysfunctional, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox and Friends,
"You should be named, blamed, and shamed for not having the courage to come forward."
Dozens of administration officials have said it's not them. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News time is 8:31. The remains of an Illinois native shot down over Germany 74 years ago during World War II have been identified. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announcing that it has identified 28-year-old Herbert W. Harms. He was a native of Rutland, just north of Bloomington. Harms was an Army Air Force tail gunner on a B-17 bomber. His plane was shut down on a mission to Zeitz, Germany on August 16, 1944. 8 of 9 crew members bailed out safely and were held as prisoners of war. Crash site remains could not be linked to Harms initially. New evidence led to exhumation in September of 2017, and DNA and other tests showed the remains actually to be that of Harms. There are still nearly 73,000 World War II service members that are still unaccounted for. In sports, Cardinals salvaged one with the Tigers yesterday. They beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2 yesterday afternoon in Detroit. Cubs and Nationals postponed because of rain. That's been rescheduled for Thursday. White Sox fell to the Angels 1-0 for a 3-game sweep. And in the NFL, it was the Packers overcoming a 20-point deficit, beating the Bears 24-23. We have Cardinal baseball again tonight. The Cardinals come home to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at Busch. We'll have that for you with a pregame coming up at 6:20 this evening. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 75 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies expected with lows around 55. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 78 degrees. It is 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Right now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed lower on Friday, and the Dow was down 79 points to 25,916. For the week, the big board was off 0.2, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite gave back 1% and 2.5% respectively, as technology stocks were among the week's poorest performers. In economic news, August non-farm payrolls rose 201,000, exceeding the 190,000 forecast. The overall U.S. unemployment rate remained steady at 3.9%. Average hourly earnings rose 0.4 last month and were up 2.9% versus a year ago. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.35%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.5%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.3. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 1/32, yielding 2.937%. Gold futures were down $3 at $1,197.40. Crude oil futures were up 25 cents at $67.99 a barrel. The Dow is starting the week at 26,010, a positive 94 points. ADM at 49.95, Ameren 65.55, Caterpillar 142.26, Norfolk Southern 178.66, PPG 112.06, Tate & Lyle 34.85, and Mueller Water 11.54. And I close with a quote from John Bunyan. You have not lived today until you have done something for someone who can never repay you. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, I want to wrap up our famous people of Illinois, Grace Slick, Ray Bradbury. And I always want to throw in there, how many people were, like, born here and then moved elsewhere shortly? And then how many people were, like, born somewhere else and moved here? Because I don't see Gene Hackman or the Van Dyke brothers on this list. Now, maybe they weren't born in Danville?
I thought Dick Van Dyke was. I thought both Dick and Jerry were.
I know they obviously were there.
Right.
But I'm wondering, like, Marley Matlin.
Actually born in West Plains, Missouri.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Jimmy Connors.
Got a text in and asked about the Cusacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
The other were. Yeah, you were Joan and John. What do you John's like the most annoying guy on earth.
Hush up.
I like John.
Follow him on Twitter. Go there for 30 seconds.
Why would
seconds.
I do that?
I don't need to do that.
Well, because you guys are like, I like him. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't know anything about
him. I like his movies.
When was the last time John Cusack made a good movie?
Oh, God.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Richard Speck, Keeping With.
Oh, let's keep with the serial killer thing.
Yeah, but he's the only serial killer that ended up with boobs.
Huh?
In prison.
Yes, he did.
What?
So did Charles Manson.
No.
I thought he did.
No.
Charlie?
No. Richard Speck. You don't know that story?
No.
Check it out. Just Google it.
Yep.
Jane Lynch. Chaka Khan. Peter Cetera. Well, of course, all of Chicago, right? Anton LaVey, the Satanist. Jenny Garth. Ben Savage. The Savage Brothers, both. Buddy Ebsen. Man, there's like, I mean, the list is unbelievable. When you, Elliot Ness, by the way, and Babyface Nelson. If you just look at Anna Chomsky or whatever her name is, like, yes. all the kid actors from Gary Coleman to Fred Savage to My Girl. Wow. I mean, it is a really impressive list. And I think it's just population-wise. By the way, did you find out, and Mary Lou Henner, do not forget her, because she wouldn't forget you because she has a photographic memory. Did you figure out the population difference between Washington and Illinois?
Illinois is like 13 million,
uh-huh.
And Washington's like half that.
Yeah. Dennis Farina, Curtis Mayfield, Jack Benny. I mean, the names go on and on and on and on. How about Gene Rayburn? You remember him from your favorite game show?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
And do we put George Wendt, by the way, Dorothy Hamill, Julianne Phillips. She was the first Mrs. Springsteen. I don't know. Awful lot of them. David Mamet, the playwright who has done just amazing stuff. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
We may have more famous people born here than anywhere else. Of course, if you looked at probably New York or California, the list would be similar. But anyway, the online voting voted Walt Disney the top of that list. And I think to have the argument, you could certainly have it. I think Walt Disney probably deserves it as much as anybody. But I think Oprah and maybe Hugh Hefner and maybe Richard Pryor need to be at least in the conversation when you talk about just people who have built unbelievable careers and empires. And Richard Pryor, maybe not the empire part, but I don't know that. Is there anybody, when you talk about stand-up comedy, is that not your go-to name? I mean, is that not on everyone's shortlist? I mean, you'll have your George Carlin mm-hmm. fans. You'll have your Robin Williams. But, I mean, is it your Eddie Murphy's, your Dave Chappelle's? But, I mean, does any of that happen without Richard Pryor?
No, none of it does.
And could Richard Pryor even do what he did today?
No.
That's kind of sad, right?
Yes, very sad.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Didn't we visit with her on the show one time?
I thought you
was very nice. Did you find the Richard Speck
no.
boobs thing? Really? How hard can that Google search be?
I've got XYY.
He had sex surgery in prison.
It doesn't mention any of that.
Google images.
I did.
And you don't find anything.
Richard Speck. Spell it.
Is it somebody? Maybe was it? Are we? Do we have our serial killers confused?
This was the guy they called the Birdman because he kept sparrows, and then he killed them.
Richard Speck?
That's what it says.
Do I have the wrong killer?
No, you're right. Richard Speck, S-P-E-C-K.
How are you spelling it?
Same thing.
And you're not finding Richard Speck boobs?
Well, I didn't actually put in boobs. Well, should I put in? I put in Richard Speck. I'm reading his whole Wikipedia. You'd think that they would mention.
Jeff.
Oh, and he had a sex change.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong about this. I will find the proof and the evidence during the break.
Okay.
We'll take a quick Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, Indicator, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great products. Prices.
One in six people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park, Hickory Point Bank invested.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, Richard Speck. Prominently displayed in this video that the Illinois legislature had to, like, take action because it showed all of the drug use and stuff going on inside prisons. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he had boobs.
Yeah, he didn't have a sex change, though.
I don't think they've ever actually proven what happened. They think that there was...
smuggled in growth hormones?
I realize that, but that seems awfully... if you see the images, that would be an awful lot of growth hormones. Wouldn't it?
It's possible.
Possible.
All right.
I'm a little icked out at this point.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying you guys were acting like, or Lindsay was acting like
I knew what you were talking about.
Guy killed birds. He killed 8 nursing students.
Right.
I mean, that's what he went to jail for.
Because it just wasn't their night.
And by the way, he was very young when they moved to Texas, so I don't know that Illinois gets the, you know.
I don't want to claim him.
I don't either. And just the Jackson 5, right? I mean, they broke into show business in Illinois, but they're from Gary, Indiana, so they're right across, I mean, literally miles from the Illinois board. So you got your good, you got your bad. And in May of 1996, Chicago television news anchor Bill Curtis received videotapes made at the Stateville Correctional Center in 1988 from an anonymous attorney showing them publicly for the first time before the Illinois state legislature. There was, like, drug use, money being passed around, no fear of being caught, large quantities of cocaine. You always see in the mafia movies, like when the Dons go to jail, they've always got, like, their own dining area and, kitchen, and, like, they're cooking sausages and stuff. Does that really happen?
It's a famous scene with Paulie from Goodfellas.
Exactly. Speck died, by the way, of a heart attack December 5th, 1991, on the eve of his 50th birthday. Yeah, do a lot of cocaine.
That's a shame.
Growth hormones.
Grow boobs.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
I
did not know this.
Well, you took us down a really weird path.
I'm sorry.
You're the one that brought the whole serial killer thing into this. We were happy talking about Walt Disney and Oprah.
Right.
But no, you had to go down a dark path.
But isn't this more interesting?
Not really.
No, not really on a Monday.
Not really.
Forgot about Richard Speck, actually, until we brought him back up.
Yeah. All right. Hey, movies you need to see this fall.
Okay.
I'm going to do a quick preview because there's a really interesting one that you probably have never heard of. And I'm going to give you the inside scoop. I mean, you got A Star Is Born, you got Venom, you got the big ones you know about coming. Right. Tom Hardy, right? Worth watching in anything.
Right.
He's the star of Venom. You haven't seen the trailers for this?
No.
Oh, my. You got to go look.
I saw it for the first time yesterday. I was like, what is that?
Now, people are familiar with Venom, right?
Right.
Do you know who Venom is?
Yes.
The character? I don't know. Sometimes you're like a superhero geek. Sometimes you really don't.
Going to the trailer.
Watch that during the break, and we'll talk about that. But that's not the movie you want to see. Well, I mean, it might be. And everybody's going gaga,
Gaga.
That's literally the headline in everybody's stuff about...
Yeah, be original, please.
...the movie A Star Is Born. Now, I got to be honest with you. I will watch this.
I will, too.
I like Bradley Cooper.
And I like her.
Yeah. And so, evidently, this is really good.
I think she's probably got the chops.
But I will give you the, literally, September movie you want to see. October, by the way, is when Venom and A Star Is Born is coming. And there's others that are out there. But how many do you really go... to the theater to see anymore, especially when it's like another edition of Predator or Halloween, both of which are coming
right
in September and October.
The Halloween, though, is getting really good reviews.
How many times are you going to redo this?
Because this
one has Jamie Lee Curtis in it.
Right.
She's come back like twice before.
Right, but this one actually... it's like everything from Halloween 2 on basically doesn't exist now because of this movie.
Okay. And what role is she playing?
She's playing her role.
Herself.
As an old woman.
Yeah,
an older woman. She has a daughter and a granddaughter.
Right.
And she's paranoid.
Right.
And they're like, why are you worried? He's in maximum security prison for life. And then he breaks out.
Right, of course.
And so how old? Okay, that's great, except Michael Myers has got to be like in his 80s.
Okay, if he's in prison, he's not wearing the masks. Do we know what Michael Myers looks like? Like, without the mask?
Which movie? Because they've redone this. They've literally rebooted this thing about 5 times.
The original, I do believe, yeah.
Huh?
I don't remember if they actually showed his face.
Because he can't be in prison like that. I'm just saying, can we finally get to see his face? Maybe they have, because I haven't followed the cruddy ones.
The trailer that I saw has him standing in the middle of a prison yard, and he does not have a mask on, but they don't zoom in on
his face. Old is he? I mean, if we are literally, the franchise is 40 years old.
Did not mean to hijack your conversation.
No, that's okay. I'm used to it. It's a Monday.
I want to hear about these other movies that you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I mean,
between
know what the
two
movie
of you, it's
watch.
Like attention deficit disorder,
no?
Like galore today. All right. I want to know how old is Michael Myers. She was a senior in high school in the original movie, right?
Yes.
Right.
So she's, but she was probably in her 30s in real life.
Probably.
Or 30, late 20s, don't you think?
Well, how old was he?
I mean, well, how old is, he was the, was he the younger brother?
No, he was her older brother.
Okay. Are you sure? Yes. I got to go to which original reboot to remember this. All right. So Jamie Lee Curtis is, she's only 59 years old.
She looks better than that.
Yes.
Huh?
But it, apparently, according to the storyline, it's been 40 years since she survived the attack by her brother.
Okay, so he's got to be
or by Michael Myers,
65 then.
That's interesting. I wonder, because I forgot, that's not actually...
Like a geriatric movie. Serial killer.
I hate that they gave her the... I wish they would have let her have the...
By the way, I've not watched any of these movies in a long time. Do they still kill the first people to have sex? I mean, that's just, you know, that
pretty
was always...
the theme, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what this one's going to be like, but probably.
Halloween, certainly that was the case, right?
Oh, yeah. Halloween.
Comes in wearing the sheet with the eyeglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that little trumpet's getting, you know.
Uh-huh.
There was some sort of weird message in all of that, in all of those movies.
Yeah.
I don't watch them. Anyway, I'll tell you about the movie you need to know about when we get back on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast. I'm feeling better about 52.
Sunny skies, highs near 75. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 55. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77. Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 78. It is 58 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now, the advice I'm about to give you is without seeing the film. But I look at a September, October, November, December, this last part of the year, and all the movies that are going to be released. And I think there's two must-see movies, maybe three. I think if you put Venom... You put A Star Is Born, and you put Bohemian Rhapsody as the must-sees, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then you got another Robin Hood again with the Robin
again?
Hood.
Again? Again? Now, is this going to be like the...
Taron Egerton, who was in the...
Yeah, he works for... He kind of, yeah.
But how many Robin Hoods do you need? So how many Halloweens do you need? How many Predators do you need? Here's the one you want to look for. And I have no idea whether it will be any good, but it looks like the most interesting. It's a movie called White Boy Rick. It comes out this Friday.
Yes.
And it is not only the kind of movie that used to be made in Hollywood, instead of like doing all of these damn sequels and reboots, it's the kind of movie they used to make. And it's based on a true story. In the 1980s, there was a kid by the name of Richie Merritt in Detroit who was literally a street hustler a drug kingpin, and the youngest ever FBI informant in the history of the FBI. It was all of that before he was 16 years old. And he became an FBI informant at the age of 14. White Boy Rick was his street name. And this movie has, among others, Rory Cochran and Jennifer Jason Leigh and Matthew McConaughey. And has all the makings of either being horrible or really good.
Amazing.
Is there anything better than a based on a true story, drug kingpin, 14-year-old kid in Detroit working as an FBI informant? Matthew McConaughey, by the way, plays the father of the 14-year-old drug kingpin. Jennifer Jason Leigh is one of the FBI agents. Now, does that not sound intriguing?
It does. It does. And this is a true story?
Based on a true story. And they, if you go into, like, the review aggregators or Rotten Tomatoes or Metacritic, I've never decided to watch or not watch anything in my life based on what somebody says online.
I have.
What? Like what?
Well, there have been movies I thought, oh, that looks good. And I can't remember what it was. It was like Snowman or something like that. And I thought, I want to see that. And the reviews were horrible. And I thought, I'm not going to bother.
Okay. I generally try to decide on my own. So I can't tell Hollywood, quit doing all this other crap if I don't at least give a shot to when they try to do something a little different.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Although I did it as well. And it was an unintentional influence by reviews. I wanted to see The Dark Tower when they were first, you know, when it all came out with Idris Elba. And I read some lousy reviews on it, and I never saw it.
All right. Same on that one.
Okay. You got Spider-Man. You got Mary Poppins Returns. You've got Holmes and Watson. You've got Robin Hood. You've got Dr. Seuss and the Grinch. You got The Nutcracker. You've got Halloween. You've got Predator. You've got literally another attempt at The Nun, which is from the Conjuring franchise. I mean, all you've got are sequels and reboots and sequels and reboots.
Mary Poppins?
Yeah, they're going to, like,
you can't.
Emily
redo.
Blunt is coming back as the magical nanny. It's a sequel to the 1964 original. You know why it's been sitting there since 1960?
The first movie was perfect. Don't touch it.
Why has it been sitting?
Because it's so good. People would be out of their minds to sort of try to go, let's do a sequel to Mary Poppins.
You don't. I like Emily Blunt, but you're no Julie Andrews.
Okay. Now, is there something to say that we're just a bunch of grouchy old people, like just saying don't mess with the passion? You got to introduce characters. You guys are okay with redoing Mike Myers, but somehow, you know, Michael Myers, not Mike Myers from, you know, Saturday Night Live.
He gets that a lot.
But I mean, Michael, really?
No, I'm not.
Just because Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back? Am I wrong that Jamie Lee Curtis has already come back in this series?
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
And didn't she play sort of a crazy, like, of course she turned out weird.
Yeah.
I mean, did anybody think at the end of the very first one back in 1980 that she was going to live a normal life the rest of her life?
Right.
And didn't Rob Zombie reboot this franchise?
Yes.
And that I never saw.
Okay.
No desire.
I think you go back to the original Halloween. I think I could watch it for Halloween with that musical soundtrack and John Carpenter. Everything about it was just about perfect.
Oh, it holds up.
Yeah. So why do I need like 14 of them in between? I don't. White Boy Rick, September 14th. Put that on your calendar and smoke it. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Guests include Kyle May for the Ride and Run segment. We'll also check in on the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, presented by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. And speaking of Jerger, they sponsor all of our podcasts, so if you missed any of the Byers & Company show today or any of our interviews, you can check it out at the podcast section. You can get the full show. You can get the interviews. We divide them all up so you can consume how you want to consume, when and where. Check out our video. Our final Hot 25 event was the Arcola Broomcorn Festival. We had a blast down there. We kick off the Charlie 10 this week with two new events. Check it all out at dedicated.com. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful forecast.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I am Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. In spite of the threat of rain, two area organizations combined forces once again to liven up downtown Decatur Saturday. The Decatur Area Arts Council and Macon Resources teamed up again for the annual Decatur Craft Beer Festival, held in front of the Arts Council in downtown Decatur.